Maom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So Krishna, although he is the knower of everyone, sometimes pretends to not know anything in his lila.
U Krishnom svojim lilama ponekad, iako zna sve, ponekad se pretvara kao da ne zna ništa.
Therefore, in several places of his lila, he plays a role of being surprised when something happens, or not understanding why another thing happens.
Zbog toga Krishna se ponekad postavlja kao da je zbunjen nečim što se dešava ili da ne sada što se dešava.
So here we hear how he played ignorance of Krishna's of Brahma's actions and did apparently not understand, although he understood everything.
I na taj način ovdje se postavlja kao da ne razume kakve su to djelatnosti koje je vršio Brahma, iako u stvari sve shvatao.
So today we will not talk about this subject matter so extensively, but go directly to our seminar subject, that is Srila Prabhupada's activities. I think this will be the last day of our Prabhupada seminar, and let us hear what it will contain.
Danas nećemo mnogo govoriti o ovim pitanjima iz ovih stihova, nego ćemo odmah nastaviti sa našim seminarom o Šrila Prabhupada u životu i učenjima, i ovo će biti zadnji dan od ovog seminara.
When Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay with the devotees, this was something totally new for the people of Bombay.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada u Bombaju, to je bilo za njih veoma novo nešto.
The Harinam was, however, misunderstood. In India, sometimes kirtan parties go out and perform Harinam, and they do this to collect money. So because Prabhupada didn't want that the devotees be seen as beggars, he advised them to better go on the life membership program, that is, enroll people and make them the member of the society by asking them to give a donation.
I da ljudi ne bi pogrešno shvatili šta u svojim bhakti žele da urade, onda ih je Šila Prabhupada posavjetovao da idu od ljudi od jednih do drugih i da ih pokušaju učiniti tim doživotnim članovima, da postanu članovi našeg društva.
And there was also criticism because the devotees were obviously not from Brahmana families.
Ljudi su kritikovali pokrezu toga što bhakti nisu bili iz Brahmana porodica.
Prabhupada said, this doesn't matter. They rise early and follow the orders of the gurus, and therefore they cannot be accepted, they have to be accepted as Brahmanas.
Oni ustaju rano ujutru i slijede instrukcije svog učitelja duhovnog, na taj način oni moraju biti prihvaćeni kao brahmani.
And he said, in America, even the construction worker knows the dignity of work.
I rekao je u Americi, čak i čovjek koji radi na konstrukcijama zna šta je to vrednost posla.
So these are not sutras, these devotees.
Tako da to nisu šudre.
Šudre means an literate or illiterate and uneducated person who does not know the value of life. But Prabhupada argued his disciples knew the value of life, and they followed the orders of the spiritual master, rising early and so on and so forth. Therefore they could not be judged according to their birth.
Da njegovi učenici znali koji su vrednosti života, da oni ustaju rano, i dao još ostale argumente.
A little later in Bombay the breakthrough also happened.
I malo kasnije u Bombaju, radical.
No, breakthrough means when the obstacles are overcome.
I malo kasnije su se te poteškoće nadišle.
It was at a public program in Chopati Beach. Yes. There were many Mayavadis. Well, it was like this. There was a stage and lots of people. And like it is commonly done in India, all these sadhus came and addressed the crowd.
Kao što su uvijek dešali ljudi, bila je pozornica, bilo je mnogo ljudi i došli su neki sadu i isto na to mjesto.
And the people went through hours of Mayavadi talk.
I onda se desilo da su satima i satima govorili o Mayavadi filozofiji.
Yes. Oh, it's so you have no idea when you sit in India at these programs, it's so boring. And every speaker, you know, goes like, comes on like Jagat Guru, and you just want to sleep, you know. So people were already very tired. And then Srila Prabhupada came on the stage. And instead of talking long, he gave a 5-minute address. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted that the chanting of the holy name would go in every part of the world. And the movement for Krishna consciousness is doing this. And then he asked his devotees on stage, who performed a long, long kirtan. Yes. And people, they were just moved. They got up from their seats and joined in with the chanting. They cried in the audience. Yes. Next day there was an article in the newspaper. The reporter wrote about another reporter. Yes. One graying reporter whom I always had seen as an unsentimental person said,
taj jedan reporter napisao jednom drugom, o jednom drugom reporteru, da ovaj reporter koji je bio jako čvrsta osoba, nije bio sentimentalan, je napisao,
do you know what is happening?
Da li znate što se dešava?
Very soon Hinduism is going to spread all over the West.
Vrlo uskoro Hinduizam će se proširiti širom čitavog zapada.
The Hare Krishna movement is going to compensate for all the loss Hinduism has suffered from the hands of the pagans. The Hare Krishna movement is going to compensate for all the loss Hinduism has suffered from the hands of the pagans. Yes. Now, in India, Prabhupada was different than he was in the West. He felt at home and he was at home.
bio kod kuće i osjećao se kao da je kod kuće.
He was relaxed, very simple.
Bio je vrlo opušten.
Sometimes he was bare chested and didn't even wore a chadar.
Ponekad je bio bez ičega na gornjem delu tela i čak i nosio ni čadar.
He was more available to his disciples also.
Također je bio dostupniji svojim učenicima.
Also the women freely talked with him.
Tako da su žene mogle slobodno da razgovaraju.
Prabhupada told his devotees that 1 year of service in India is worth 10 years of service in the West.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da je godinu dana službe u Indiji isto kao i 10 godina službe na zapadu.
Yes. He was asked, he went to so he went with his devotees all over India and asked them to perform kirtans on the street where it was appropriate, and visited one big public program after the other.
Srila Prabhupada je zamolio sve učenike da odu na velike programe, da naprave harinane, i također je zamolio da naprave jedan veliki program za drugi.
In in Amritsar, where the Sikhs built this beautiful golden temple inside the lake, Prabhupada stayed in the Sikh guest house.
U Amriti, gdje su Sikhi, gdje su napravili veliki kao hram na jednom jezeru, tamo je Srila Prabhupada bio boravio u njihovoj kući za kao gostu.
And he was asked to make an entry into the guest book and make a comment about himself.
I onda su ga pitali da se upiše u knjigu utisaka i da napiše nešto.
Dobro jutro. And Prabhupada wrote very spiritual. That was the commentary about himself. Yes. So then the devotees mostly traveled in the train. One day in the train, Prabhupada felt extremely hungry and asked his devotees to cook a yes, and he asked his devotees to please cook rice. Just rice. Now imagine you are riding on the train. You want to cook rice, how is it possible? But Prabhupada argued, there must be fire in this train, otherwise how is it going? It must be possible to get some rice. So Yamuna went to the conductor and said, my Guru Maharaj has said I must cook rice. You're on the train, how is it possible, said the conductor. If you don't let me do it, I will jump out of the train, said Yamuna. Conductor said, all right, we will arrange for you. So then a little later, Yamuna came in with a big plate, a big smile, filled with rice and butter on top, gave it to
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada was very happy. He said, oh, my goddesses of fortune have brought me rice. And ate it. Now, the train, of course, stopped in different towns. When it stopped in Delhi, Prabhupada had a surprise.
I vozi se stajao u različitim mestima i kada je stao u Delhiju, Prabhupada imao iznenađenje.
He called Yamuna and her husband Gurudas into his department, train department, and said, we have to open a branch of our society in Delhi.
Prabhupada je pozvao Gurudasa i Yamunu i rekao im je u svoj mali odeljak u vozu i rekao mi treba da otvorimo jednu granu našeg društva ovdje u Delhiju.
So Yamuna and Gurudas of course felt very happy to be with Srila Prabhupada, but nevertheless when Prabhupada said this, they had to leave the train you know, they left the train, they had 3 minutes to pack their things and just get down and start a temple at Delhi. These were the old days. We have become so comfortable, like old men and women, that nowadays that is inconceivable. But we should be ready every moment to just change our set of activities completely to fit the desires of our spiritual master.
Da u potpunosti se iz naših udobnih položaja nekako trgnemo i da zadovoljimo želje našeg duhovnog učitelja.
This is Bogdan writes this in his Sankirtan notebook. Yes. So, and they made a temple. This is on the spot surrender.
I napravili su hrab, to je predavanje u trenutku.
This is the uniqueness of Srila Prabhupada's movement actually above all the other so-called spiritual movements. In our Sampradaya, this faith in the order of the spiritual master is a very, very important principle, and Prabhupada taught us this.
U našoj sampradaji to je veoma važan princip i što Prabhupada se tome poučava.
It's not something cheap, Krishna consciousness.
Svesnost Krishna nije nešto jeftino.
Prabhupada later went to Indore and Surat. These are two towns in Gujarat, and there also something very interesting happened.
I Prabhupada otišao u
Indore, yes. I do have also, I don't know this place, Indore, you spell it, and Surat.
And what he did there, he opened
for something special happened. Good. He had 20 devotees with him on the train, and he asked the devotees to go out every morning for Harinam Sankirtan. And you will be amazed to hear that soon the town took notice of this, and about 1,000 to 3,000, sometimes up to 5,000 people went with the devotees and accompanied them on the Harinam. The townspeople decorated the towns festively with nice festoons and banana trees. And before the Harinam, one person had a bucket with rose water and sprinkled it around the town so that the dust would remain and not come up. Yes, and in the evening sometimes up to 20,000 people visited Srila Prabhupada's lecture every evening. Prabhupada at that time was guest to the royal family. And they arranged a tour through him through all the villages. At that time Srila Prabhupada said that in the future we should have a bus, and this travels, the bus travels from from village to village. And in Germany we heard about this, and we bought two big city buses and went a little later, I think 3 years later, it took some time, to India and then from village to village chanting and distributing prasadam.
I u Nemačkoj su to uradili nešto kasnije, kupili smo dva autobusa i onda smo išli od sela do sela i pevali smo delili smo prasadam.
This was the most happy year in my conditioned life.
To je bio najsrećnije doba mog postavljenog života.
We had so many adventures, you can't imagine. One day when I'm older and have time, I will want to write a book about this. This was just so, you know, we drove both ways from Germany all over to India and then back.
Mi smo, kada malo ostavili, kada budemo vremena, on će da napiše knjigu, pa mi smo vozili skroz od Nemačke do Indije i nazad.
And when Prabhupada heard about this program, he was already quite sick, but he said, when I hear about this preaching, I become like a young man, and he wanted to join us.
Kada je čuo kako mi radimo te programe, rekao je da kada čujem o tome, onda postane kao mlad čovjek i žele da se pridruži Bhaktama.
A little later, Srila Prabhupada took part in the Ardha Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. I will tell you what this is.
Nešto kasnije Srila Prabhupada je uzeo učešće u Ardha Kumbh Meli u Allahabadu.
Kumbh Mela means that all the saints of India come together to have association with each other.
Kumbh Mela znači da svi sveci Indije dođu u Kumbh Melu da tamo se druže.
It's a meeting which of saints which happens every 12 years.
To je sastanak svetaca koji dolaze svaki 12 godina.
And many people come to have the association of these sadhus.
I mnogi ljudi dolaze kako bi dobili društvo tih svetih osoba.
Some of these sadhus cannot be seen for the rest of the years.
Neki od tih sadhus se ne mogu vidjeti ostane dana godine.
Some of them are 400 to 500 years old. But externally they look just like a little boy. That is a place where all where you can see a lot of mysticism in action. And there in Allahabad, Prabhupada was giving regular lectures the Kumbh Mela about Ajamil.
I tamo u Habadu Šila Prabhupada je davao svoje jedne lekcije Kumbh Meli u Ajamil.
These lectures later formed the books, the book A Second Chance.
Kasnije su te lekcije sastavljene u knjigu koja se zove Druga šansa.
And Prabhupada there said something which I found very interesting for all of you.
Tamo je Prabhupada rekao nešto interesantno.
All of us.
Nalazi da je interesantno za sve nas.
He gave a kind of motto for a devotee.
On je dao motto za bhakti.
He said, try to do more than your capacity.
Probajte da radite više nego što je vaš kapacitet.
If you always think I shall pass my examination with distinction.
Ako uvijek mislite, trebam da položim svoj test da budem jako dobar.
Then you will pass in the first division.
Onda ćete uspjeti da u
But if you think I shall pass my examination in the first division, then you will probably pass in the third division. And if you think that you will pass in the third division, you will most probably fail. This means if you expect more than your capacity, it may be possible that at the time of the examination you will pass.
To znači da morate u trenutku kada želite da položite, da mislite da se najviše trudite kako biste uspjeli da u stvari položite.
So then Prabhupada made his point.
On je što Prabhupada dao svoj point.
Now the main point comes, Bhagavan. So when chanting the Hare Krishna mantra,
Kada pevamo Hare Krishna mantra,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže, Don't chant only 1 hour or 2 hours. No one should always practice. And that practice was shown by Haridas Thakur, who chanted 24 hours daily. Because we cannot do this, therefore we have to engage in the service of Krishna. That will make you remember Krishna. See, in this amazing quotation, Prabhupada actually encourages us to chant 24 hours a day. You might be shocked by this. But this is actually the aim where we want to come to. To feel happy in just glorifying Krishna. And remembering Krishna. Because we cannot do this, therefore we are always engaged in service. And thereby, the hope is that if we do service, we can remember Krishna. Yes. Haridas Thakur was a non-stop chanter. Are we non-stop chanters? After some time, it is not always so easy for us to continue chanting. Therefore we do service and we get purified to come to this stage. So Prabhupada traveled all over India, and with him also two deities traveled. Radha Madhava. And it was in Gorakhpur where Srila Prabhupada sang for the first time the song Jaya Radha Madhava.
Gorakhpur.
And he said about the song, here the real picture of God is given. He's simply enjoying with his friends. Now one day when he chanted, Prabhupada left his external consciousness. Do you know what is external consciousness? It means when you are aware of your surroundings by the senses. Great devotees sometimes lose this consciousness because they enter into internal reality or spiritual realnost. And sometimes they simply fall in ecstasy. So this happened several times with Srila Prabhupada. And if a pure devotee falls into this, loses his external consciousness and gets into, you know, very elevated states of Krishna consciousness, you feel it. It's in the room. I once saw Prabhupada falling into ecstasy like this. It was in Mayapur. And he started to cry in ecstatic love for Krishna. And I remember when I looked at Prabhupada at this time, I got a little idea who he was.
I sjećam se, kad sam tako gledao što je pravda tada, onda sam dobio jednu blagu ideju o tom
koju. Yes. It was very clear he was a very dear associate of Krishna.
Bilo je veoma jasno da je bio veoma drag Krishnin pratilac.
Very close to Krishna.
Veoma blizak Krishni.
And at that moment I felt he was light years away from where I was. Light years. He was on the other side of the river of birth and death. And I was standing on this side. And I felt a great desire to serve Prabhupada better and understand him more. Later Prabhupada, we asked Prabhupada, what, because one feels so help, so let us say, so out of place, I would say, when one sees a pure devotee going into ecstasy. We asked him, what should we do when you do this? Should we sneak out or what? Prabhupada kaže, no, chant Hare Krishna. That was his answer for everything often. Prabhupada had great faith in the holy name and that it would transform even stones into devotees. But Prabhupada's main emphasis in his personality was not that he wanted to experience some high states of ecstasy. No, he wanted to serve his spiritual master. That was going through, that was the fabric of his whole personality.
Srila Prabhupada, međutim, nije želeo da pada u te osjećaje ekstaze, koliko je želeo da zadovolji i služi svog duhovnog učitelja. To je bila osnova njegovog života i učenja.
Therefore he traveled tirelessly all over the planet and followed the example of Narada Muni, who said in the Srimad Bhagavatam the following verse which we have picked for you. I travel all over the world, Narada Muni kaže. Fully satisfied, without pride or envy. I travel everywhere by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, even in the transcendental world. All the three divisions of the material world. Without any restriction, because I am fixed in devotion to the Lord. I do travel by constantly singing the glories of the Lord. And by vibrating the instrument Veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and given to me by Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also had a transcendental instrument. His Veena was the chanting in the books. Yes. Prabhupada later came to Australia also, and the reporter again asked him, why have you come here? And he says, I'm like a salesman. I have brought a heavy load. That is the holy name. And I want to sell it here in Sydney. If someone has even the fraction of the price, I will give it.
Ako samo neko može neki delić cene, ja ću da dam.
Now the devotees in Sydney had absolutely no training. And they also didn't know how to cook. Once Prabhupada asked for, you know, Prabhupada cooked for himself in Sydney actually. But still, he was so, let me say, eager to help the young devotees that he installed Radha and Krishna deities. Now when he left the Sydney, he prayed to the deities, "My dear Lord, I have left you in the hands of these mlechas." He referred to his disciples. "I can't be responsible for what happens. You please take care of yourself." Prabhupada had a very close relationship to all of the deities which he installed. In London, for instance, he prayed to the deities, "My dear deities, please engage me in the service of Radha Rasa Bihari." And that is, if you ask me what strikes me also so much in Prabhupada is that his personal example is really an example of a devotee through and through. For instance, when there was some time, he would simply sit and do bhajan and kirtan. Bhajan with the harmonium, not kirtan. Bhajan. One day, it was in Stockholm, the ambassador came. And Prabhupada made him sit down and said, "I will now sing something for you." Prabhupada got his harmonium, just sang for 1 hour. He didn't care that the ambassador, you know, felt restless and nervous. "Just, I will sing something for you." And he glorified Krishna. Just the whole attitude, you know, so unusual and so pure and so transcendental. Yes. We all should hope to become connected with Srila Prabhupada's transcendental personality. And in this way become happy even while being in the material world. Our perfection will be to follow Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Which show the direct path out of this material world into the spiritual path. Now in 1996, the 100th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada comes. And we all want to offer him something. You all should already start preparing your birthday present. What can you give a pure devotee? You will need to meditate a little bit about it. Have you ever had the difficulty in giving a present to a devotee and finding what would be good for him?
Da li ste to nekad imali taj problem da želite da pokrenete nešto neko bhakti, ili ste to nešto bilo dobro za njega?
It's not an easy question.
To nije jednostavno.
Imagine Shri Vishnu Pad would come in the, I think, 12th? 13th he will arrive. So imagine you would have to present him something. What would you give? Shirt. He has already so many shirts, and he is, his size is very difficult to obtain in the Then a wristwatch. But he has already a wristwatch. A very cheap one. And he doesn't like expensive wristwatches. Then soak. Soak means juice. But he takes very special things only. Yeah, so what would you give him? It's really an interesting question. So what is your birthday present for Srila Prabhupada? Interesting question, isn't it? Loganath Swami, he has said there are many projects which you can do. For instance, you can improve your service. Prabhupada would certainly be very happy if you can improve, for instance, the Sankirtan. Or if you could start going on Sankirtan. Or Srila Prabhupada would be very happy also if you improve your sadhana. You know, our Beograd temple, sometimes the experts say it's a sleeping temple. Yeah, the Spavanate temple. So you could make sure that you come to the Mangal Aratik. That's a project to work on. Is it? Certainly a project. If you have other services, you can excel, you can do more in those services. Prana Sajivat, deity worship, Nityananda Grupa. This would make a nice presence if each one of us would work on his sadhana. And if each one of us would work on his service. Prabhupada very much. And do not think he will not be able to receive these presents. Srila Prabhupada, being a pure devotee, can accept our service even now when he is somewhere in the universe preaching. But he will accept our service if we go through our own spiritual master only. That is a great secret of making a contact with Srila Prabhupada. We must do so by going over our own spiritual master.
Go over.
Yes.
Yeah.
through our own spiritual master. We are not, this was translated correctly, we don't jump, the whole point is we can't jump over our spiritual. You. Dobro. Good. So I want to come to the end here. This is the end also of our seminar. I have not been able to work further on it. But next time I come, I can maybe do the rest until his disappearance.
I ovo je kraj seminara za sada. Sljedeći put kad dođe, možda mogu da uradi do kraja seminara, u smislu do odlaska Šrila Prabhupada.
Do you have any pitanjos?
Ja sam htio da pitam Maharaja, ako može samo da ispriča onu priču o Gokumaru, kako se vratio.
If you can say now this story about Gokumaru, how he went back to work.
I can say now. This is a long story. It takes about 1 week to tell it. But maybe I can summarize it and tell it in one lecture, Bobanen. But I can't possibly tell it in one answer. This is not possible. You're interested to hear this? Why? I'm interested to know.
Interesuje me da zna. Interesuje me tako srećan bio kad se vratio baš.
To understand how Krishna was so, why Krishna was so happy, or how Krishna was so happy to receive him.
Any other question? Atma Bhi.
You mentioned during the lecture that Srila Prabhupada carried with him always these deities, Radha Madhava.
In India. Yeah.
So is this deities now installed as a Chota?
Yes. Yes, famous deities. It's amazing. Later, Prabhupada arranged that the big Radha Madhava deities were carved. And when they were carved, all of a sudden, on the body of Radha Madhava, appeared a white string, a Brahmin string, in marble. In the marble, it is a mystical wonder. What is your name? Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of the devotees. Yes, Bhakta Vatsala.
Lord Jagannath should be worshipped in Buddha of opulence as the yes. Lord of Dwaraka. But the deity forms of the Lord Jagannath Bada and Subhadra have the most childish expressions amongst all the deities. So whenever I think about Lord Jagannath, then I have to complete Rasa Bhasta. And maybe in the Vatsara Rasa or Sakya Rasa, it's very difficult to know as the Lord. Srila Prabhupada je rekao da gospodin Jagannath treba da se obožava kao gospodar Dvaraka, da se rasne rasluženje, ali znamo da ta božanstva gospodina Jagannatha, Baladeva i Subhadra imaju onako najtenjastije izraze, i tako da obično se pomisli onako kroz roditeljski ili neki odnosi ili prijateljstvo, tako da, da to je rasna basa, znači, tako da, tako može da razjasniti, možda da ne mislim.
Bhaktivatsala, I can only say, I can answer, hope to answer this question by telling you how the devotees in Dvaraka worship the Lord. Today, I was once very, very lucky to spend a week in Dvaraka. And every day we were in this temple of Dvarakadish. And there was such a mood of devotion. It was so wonderful how the devotees came. Mostly they had these turbans, they were in this gold rings and golden bangles, but they were from Rajasthan, very simple people who carried all their possessions in gold with them on the ears and on the arms, on the legs. And they would all come before the deities and just think, Sri Krishna Sharanam Yaham, Sri Krishna Sharanam Yaham. For hours they would sing this. And they were all standing. It was this, you know, I was also standing there, you know, and from the top of my lungs screamed, Sri Krishna Sharanam Yaham. That means, my dear Lord Krishna, I take shelter at your lotus feet. Yes. And I understood from all of this that the Lord just really wants to see our devotion. When we begin when we approach the Lord as conditioned souls, we cannot think already of our eternal rasa. Because it is our spiritual body is not yet developed. Therefore, we approach all the deities and all the forms of the Lord in the mood of dasya ras, of a servant. Yes, we don't approach him in vatsalya ras or so on. But as, what can I do for you? Can I arrange a program for your devotees? Can I cook something? These moods, these are the base, form the basis of our approach of Krishna. Please do not feel bewildered. Yes, any other?
In one lecture, you talked about positive and negative attachments to some person in Krishna consciousness. And in connection to the negative one, you said that we think that we have some person that actually we're just controlling through subtle and using for our sense enjoyment. So I'd like to know. How can I recommend this mentality myself? Change it, and also, what is the best way to approach that older devotee if you truly want to associate with her and in order to develop the positive attention?
Maybe you should say it in Yugoslavian.
loud. This is important. Yeah. Yes, Rasleen in the policy positively. Yes, you want to have this positive ski. Yes. See, there is one secret about relationships. When you want to enjoy, you always need to control the other person. In a subtle sense. But if you want to be Krishna conscious, you always need to take a humble position. Now, sometimes we see that devotees always like to have association with weaker devotees. Sometimes. Because the weaker devotee can be easily dragged down on one's own level. Devotees are sometimes afraid to have association with older devotees because it means they can't drag him down on his on their level. And because they do not want to take a humble position, it's always difficult when they have association with older devotees. This I have seen very often. Very often. And then, after a while, you know, when they always control the weaker devotees, that also doesn't work. And then the devotees feel so alone. I need to marry. Then I can be with someone. So the way out of this dilemma is to finally get some sense in the brain and take on the humble position. And they will be, then the devotees are, and then it's very easy to associate with older devotees. It's pleasurable. And you feel very natural when you are in your humble position. Very happy. The Lajanan ego is out. This is really a problem which you have put a very interesting sociological question. It's really a problem for some devotees to have association with equal devotees or who are or with devotees who are on a higher platform. Sociologists, yes. I even have disciples, you know, they are not in the room here, who are so afraid of me. And
I try to analyze why do they have so much strach. I'm not a cruel person, I'm very friendly. And the reason is they do not want to take the humble position. For them to take the humble position means to give up their whole personality, and they are not yet prepared to do so. See, it happens unconsciously. They would like to also have me on the mentality level. And talk on the mentality level for hours. But that's very difficult with me. Maybe I can do it for 30 seconds. But yes. And they are not yet prepared to understand, well, I have to change my whole approach, I have to come as a humble servant. This controlling spirit is so big. Sometimes devotees want to even control their spiritual master. And they don't notice it. It's not that they do it by you know, with full attention, intention. So if you want to have association with older devotees, you need to take a humble position. In 2 days I will associate with Shivaram Swami, and then with Tamakrishna Maharaj, then with Astaraja Prabhu, Chivishnupad, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I'm just going through the list of devotees. And I know it's always very nice if one comes in a very humble way, brings presents, and you know, serves them in any way possible, and then it's very nice to have association. But if I would come and say, oh, Shivaram Maharaj, we had programs with 1,500 people up to 5,000 people. How many people came to your program in the last week? Now you all laugh. But often in communication amongst devotees, this is done. How many tickets did you distribute? How many knigor did you distribute? I distributed so many. Then no one wants to associate with you. Because there's nothing to talk really from heart to heart when someone is always on this level. Može? You know, may I say something personal here? Because we know each other, right? I always notice in Beograd, if I start talking about these sociological things, everyone goes like, whoop. But when we talk about the other things, it's really, you have to put so much energy into it so that it reaches your ear and heart. This is a personal observation. We have often, the reason is that we are concerned with these interpersonal relationships. Why? Because they don't work so nice.
Razlog je u tome da mi smo, da se ja brinjem u vezi tih međusobnih odnosa između bakte zbog toga što oni ne funkcionišu uvijek dobro.
We have difficulties in our life because of that.
Imamo problema u našem životu zbog toga.
Why don't we start becoming humble servants and Vaishnavas? We wouldn't see, there's nothing to lose when you do it. There's everything to gain. But it seems to be so hard because we are so conditioned. Mostly the problems which we experience in our lives all come from this. We have either very bad relationships to devotees or relationships which are not spiritual, which are just on the you know, mundane level of jokes and prajalpa.
Najveći broj problema dolazi od toga, to je tišće na nema pravilno odnos s bakama. Ili smo u lošem odnosu s bakama, ili smo u odnosu koji je svetovni, gdje se bio prađak ili šta se mogu postići.
So, what are we going to do about it?
Što smo zavrdimo u vezi s tim?
We can either have our stay in the movement for Krishna consciousness a very blissful and nice experience, or it can be with so many quarrels and so many mentality this and mentality that, and it will be difficult.
Yes.
Krishna. So I will not talk more about this, but I think it's something we all might like to think about more deeper. So we will end our little lecture here. Now I'm sorry. I know that the Deogra devotees are very sensitive devotees. I have to say one more thing. I made the point a little, exaggerated it a little. It's also in Heidelberg like this. And in Germany. And in America. And in India. It's wherever young devotees come together and where they have to learn this principle. To you know, yes, what we explained, they have to learn this. Good. So don't feel that you are especially wrong or something is especially wrong here. That's not the case. Honestly, not. Something we all have to work off, and it doesn't harm to be conscious about it so that we can start with a project. Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol,
Srila Sachidananda Maharaj ki
jai.
Thank you.